you can give Yosha with the Rabbi Shava Kesav Afilu Subi. So what's the Chiddush? What it means the last result? You shouldn't think that it's the same as Chiras Payalim, that it says in Bob Metzia Kuf Yud Ches, that's next to the last daf in Bob Metzia. It says in Bob Metzia Kuf Yud Ches that by Chiras Payalim, at the end of the week, when I owe the worker $1,000 for his labor and I don't have any cash, so the Gemara said, "Beferish, I cannot stick him with secondhand stuff. I can't give him karka either. I have to give him dafke cash." Special din, I love when I say a snapshot. Special din because of schiris poem. What else do you have special by schiris poem? Biyomo titnuschar, also a special din. Anybody remember a third special din by schiris poem? There's a Tosis in the first parak in Kiddushin. What Tosis says in Shibura de Rav Nosson applies to everything other than schiris poem. Special din and schiris poem. So one might have mistakenly thought that that din is not unique to schiris poem. Maybe it's a din in all the chavtalat avos nezikin, that if you don't have cash or meitav, you only have junky stuff, so the nezik can say zil trachazvin v'aisi zuzi, give me something nicer than that. I don't want your junky stuff. So that's what the pasuk says. Yashal rabbi shavakes v'afidu subin, that din only applies to schiras pelam, that he can say zil trachazvin v'aisi zuzi. Doesn't apply to nezik. Fine. So the Rif, the Rav Alpha, is quoted by the Tosfos on Testament Av learns that is the Nekudas HaMachlokes. That's Machlokes Tim Rav. Rav Huna on Daf Testament Aleph, and Rav Huna Reid Rebbe Shu with Rav Papa on Zayin and Beis. How do you paskin? So that's a Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rif. That's Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rif. So Tosfos quotes the Rif, they quote Rav Alpha. Then they write, "Upasak Rav Papa Rav Huna by the Rebbe Shua Shein Basroi." The Rif holds we pass on like Zayin on the base. Rabbi Natan Menasei became. Rabbi Natan thinks not so. That this is only as a last resort. Either Benizik and the din or Kesav Amei to be Leislei. Then I feel the Sugman. Rabbi Natan holds we should pass on like Rav Huna over here. How is it quoted Halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So it's quoted, if I'm not mistaken, it's quoted like the Rif said. Let's take a look on Zayin on the base. Take a look in Tof Yud Tes. Sif Aleph. What's in Tof Yud Tes? Somebody asked yesterday what the din. So I looked up the din. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, let's see, he has to pay mitaltalim, or he has to pay meitav. They pass like Rabbi Natan. Here they pass like the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, who passes like Rabbi Huna Beid. Again, no. They paskin like they say that you have a choice. All three. This is like the Rif. What does it say here? The Loka Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that if you have cash or karka meitav, you can't stick him with junky metaltalim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin is not so. He can afilu, even if he has cash, yochel for a besubin. Call him a tatal and meitav nino. You can call me le meitavu. That's how the Rabbi Natan paskins, like Rav Huna b'edi Rav Yeshua on Zayin on the base. That's what it says here. Then the Vilna Gaon says, Ayin mashika safti b'simen shin nun dalet sifei. Shin nun dalet sifei is quoting our Gemara. Our Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Ein shaman leganef legazlan." So the Rishonim quoted the Hagos Ashmi on the side of the Rush, and the Mordechai quote that there's a machlokes the Rashbam and the other Bali HaTosfos. How to read the Gemara? What does it mean, "Ein shaman leganef legazlan"? So the Bali HaTosfos said, based on the Yerushalmi and Bava Kama, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi and Bava Kama. There may be other Yerushalmis that contradict this one. That's what the Bir Agrok claims. But Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi here in Bava Kama Then you say the same is true by gzeila. It's not a gzeira sakasim, only by gneiva. There are differences between gneiva and gzeila. A ganav pays kefil, a gazlan doesn't pay kefil. And a goyim nefesh and mecharei, some of the early achrayim, late rishonim say goyim nefesh and mecharei only applies by goyim nefesh, not by gozal nefesh. The difference between gneiva and gzeila. So one might dimka big gneiva also below big gzeila also. You only sell a person as an Eved Ivri if he did Geneva. If he did Gzeila, you have no right to sell him as an Eved Ivri. So what's over here? Maybe this Gzeira is a cause of Chaim Velo Mesim, that you can't pay, the Poshe Pshat is that you can't pay with Subin, the Din. Yoshev the Rabbi Shava Kesav Apilu Subin only applies to the other Chavtal Rabbis Nezikin, doesn't apply to Ganef and Gazla. So how do you know that it doesn't apply to Gazla? Maybe only by Ganef? You have dealing with the ganef is more chomer. The ganef has more penalties than the gazla. So Yishalmi says, "At kedon the ganeva." This only proves the point as far as ganef. Maybe it's only a penalty by the ganef. Maybe a gazla big zela minayin. So the Gemara quote, Yishalmi quotes the pasuk, "Veheshem zela asher gazal." What does it say? Veheshem b'sag zela. Of course, asher gazal. What do you need the two words asher gazal? So the Gemara in the end of Baba Kama says, "Hey, Shavas Hagzel, Asher Gozal." You only have a Chiv Hashavas Hagzel if it's Kein Shagozal, if it's in the same state. But if it was Nishtana, so then Shinu is Kaina. So then the Ganav doesn't have to give back the Gzel. He has to pay the whole value of the Gzel, but he doesn't have to give it back. Let's say the Nigzal wants his Gzel back, even though it's broken. And the Gazlan is Chai B'Yonza, but the Nigza wants back. The Gazlan doesn't have to give it back if he doesn't want to, because the Gazlan is Kohen B'Shinui. So the Gemara learns out that institution, that a Ganef and a Gazlan are Kohen B'Shinui from those two words. Veshon Sagzela has a Chiv to give back the Bien, not just to pay for it, only if it's Asher Gozal, if it's Kasher Gozal, Kainsher Gozal. It's in the same state. But if it was Nishtana, then the Gazlan is Kohen B'Shinui. So the Yerushalmi learns out a different drasha from the two words Asher Gozal. He can give it back if it's in good condition. If it's a miserable condition, if it's a second hand furniture, a second hand books, a second hand clothing, or a used automobile, some kind of junky stuff, Subin is not acceptable by Ngana Pagazma. Chaim Vela Mason. So that perhaps is what Rashi learns. Sounds a little bit that Rashi learns like that. And the other Balei HaTosfos, the Rosh, learns like that. And the Rashbam disagrees. Rashbam says, there is no such din. There are Chavtal Rabbis and Zikin. They're all in the same boat. They all have the same din. Why should you say that the Rabbi Shavar Kesav Afilu Subin, Kesav Yoshev Lebalov, it happens to be written by Bor. Kesav Yoshev Lebalov says by Bor. But we assume that they're all Huksha Adonit. There's a Gzereshav Tachas Nesini Shalom Kesav. The big Zereshav that covers all the Chavtal Rabbis and Zikin. So the Rashbam argued, how can they say the Ganav and Gazlan are different? So he says that's not what it means in the Yerushalmi, the Gemara, the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that. It just means there is a din of Pchas Neveilom. That was the Gemara that started from the first wide line on Yudam and Beis. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, Chavti b'Niska, it says Chavti b'Tashlumi Niska, to make up the differential between how much was it worth before, how much is it worth now. That's only by Nizikin, but the Chiv in the first place is only to make up the differential. But by Ganef and Gazlan, since he's kind of Bishinoi, so once he ruins it, once he breaks it, so then he's kind of Bishinoi, so then there is no such thing that Pchas Nevela de Nizik. But if the Gazlan wants to pay back used old second hand stuff, he can do that also. So that was the machlokes, the Rashbam, and the other Rishonim had to learn. So how was that quoted? La Loch and Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's, I think, the machlokes of Mechabed and Ramah. Let's see, where is this? Beis Gimel. Shin Nun Dalet Sifei. That's what the Bi'ur HaGvah told us to look up. Shin Nun Dalet Sifei. God of Kli Vishibra Pichsa Nishbar Nifchas May Eleve Nam Yitan Labalam Ashwarm Vyashlam Alem Alahu Yitel Ashwarm Yitan Labalam Kli Shalem O Domov. From the Mechaber, sounds like he holds like the Shari Shainim. that the din of Yoshel Rabbi Shabbat Kesef Afilu Subin simply does not apply to a Ganav and a Gazlan. So the Bir Agro writes there in Shinu Dal Sefein, the Mechaber is paskening Kipirish Rashi V'Tosfos, and the Rashbam disagrees. So there are more paskens like the Rashbam. The Dafke, the Ramo writes, the Ramo here writes like, what do we have again? On Tesamid Aleph. The Rif learned that it's a machlekes between Rav Huna and Tesamid Aleph, and Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and Zayin on the base. So then how do you paskin? So the Rif paskins, Upasak, where is it again? Upasak Rapapa Karhume de Rebishua. The Rif Paskin is like Rapapa and up Zion on the base. Rabinatam Enesovikain. Rabinatam thinks we should paskin like Ravuna on Tesam and Aleph. That you can only give Subin if you don't have other things. But if you have Karka, you have Kirsh, you cannot pay Subin. So that, and that machlokes the Shulchan Aruch wrote like the Rif. Shulchan Aruch and Tov Yotes wrote like the Rif. All of a sudden here, there are more rights, like the other Shita, like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, the halacha is like Rav Huna. So that's what the Ramo says. The Ganev cannot pay Subin. So the Ramo is in disagreement with the Mechaber. The Ramo holds like the Rashbam. He can't pay Subin. So one cannot pay Subin if he has Kesh or he has Karka, Vedavke, the Islay Mos. But if the Gazan doesn't have Kesh and doesn't have Meitav, so he says the Subin is lo gri shvarim eile mishar metaltlin, and then he can give it. So this is problematic. The Ramo here is paskening like the Rabbeinu Tam and Tesam and Alpha paskens like Rabune, and there in Tof Yutes the Ramo didn't disagree. The Mechaber wrote like the Rif that you have a choice of giving any one of the three lechatchila. So why doesn't the Gazan have the choice also? They soicer each other. That's what the Beir Agro points out. And on our Gemara, Yud Aleph and Aleph, there were the two Pirushim. There was the Pirush of Rashbam and the Pirush of Rashi and the Balei Ateisa. So that's the Machlek, is the Mechaber and the Ramo. Mechaber writes like Rashi and the Balei Ateisa, that the Ganav cannot pay back Subin, period. And the Ramo says, no, it doesn't mean that. It goes on Prasnevela, the Ganav. It doesn't mean that there's no din of Subin. Someone is good in by Ganav, but he throws in a new monkey wrench. He says like the Rabbeinu Tam over here and there, and Tof Yudas, he passed like the Rif. That's a steer in Shulchan. That's what the Beir Agro points out. A steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Then I noticed this morning, should have researched it yesterday, that the pshat that I gave in the Gemara, that the machloikis regarding shoyl, whether the shaman the shoyl or ain't shaman the shoyl, so I said that it should depend on the two versions in the Gemara in Ksubas, I think on Lama Dalin on the base. So in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have comments who were Dayanim in Vilna at the time that they were printing the Shas. So they have on page Mem, after the Maharshor, they changed the page numbering after the Maharshor. So on page 79, that's page Mem, on the second column on the page, they have the comments of Poros Yosef, who was one of the Dayanim of Vilna. He says that also. He says that these two opinions in the Gemara, where the Shaman and the Shoyal, depend on those two opinions. I quoted from the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Lamed Dalet on the base. Instead of Ksubas, he quotes the same Gemara from the end of Bava Kamma. Okay, we're learning Bava Kamma. So he says, Bava Kamma, Kufiyat Beis, you have the same two opinions, the same two versions that appear there in Ksubas. So he says, the Pashtun says that. That's the Machlokes, where the Shoyal Chai Beyonsin is a Hemshech, like the Shemachinim is Chai Pshia. So Shoel is a little more chai, but he's saying no, Shoel is a completely different din. Shoel chai b'yonsim because Shelo nenas, because he made a kinyan meshicha at the time that he borrowed it, and he's nischai b'yonsim from that time. If an onus will occur, we will declare that Shelo nenas, it was his all along. If it's his all along, then then the Pchas Nevela will be the Shoyl. Yeah, but the question is there. That's what he points out. But then yesterday we pointed out, how do you paskan on that machlokes? Whether you say Mishas Shela Hishtabit or Mishas Yitzir Min Olam, when does the Shoyl become mechuyev to pay? Let's say at the time that I borrowed an automobile at the beginning of the year, then at the end of the year, an Einus occurs. I'm Chai B'Yonsi. So the same automobile has a different value at the beginning of the year and the end of the year. So when the Shoyl is Chai B'Yonsi, is the Chiyav Onsi Chal at the time that he started the She'elo, Metchilas HaShe'elo, when he made the Kinyan? So that's the Shavis of the automobile at the time of the She'elo. Or do you say no? The Shas Yitzim in Ha'elom. Because we mentioned yesterday the first Ktzayis HaChayshen in Hilchas Pikodin quotes from the Magid Mishnah that the Shamachinim is chayiv the Shia, the Shamasach is chayiv b'gnei v'aveda. How do you when do you assess the object? Is it kishas tchilas hashmira or is it kishas yitzim in oilam? So the Magid Mishnah says everybody agrees kishas yitzim in oilam. That's when the chayiv is chal. But the question is, what about shayil? Does the shoyl pay how much it's worth at the time of yitzim and oilam? Or maybe the shoyl pays kishas tchilas ahavkoda because he made a kinyan. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Those are the 2 days. So that's a machlokes harishayim, whether the shoyl pays, whether the chiyuv is chal b'shas tchilas hashela or kishas yitzim and oilam. How come over here is a machlokes in the Gemara and then the Gemara comes to a maskana? The shomin l'shoyl. Yes, shomin l'shoyl. So how come There are two opinions. The Rambam and the Ramban argue which version to accept there, whether the Shoyl is Nuschai Mishas Kinyan or the Shoyl Mishas Yitzir Min Olam. And here we paskin that the Shomel Shoyl. The Shoyl is like Nezikin. It's not like a Ganif. Only by a Ganif and a Gazlan there's a Kinyan Zay. And then we discussed yesterday what are the relevant Nafkaminas Laloche and a Kinyan Zayla. So we had one din, the Ganif is kind of Bishinui. If he has a kinyan zela, we pass on karka in the gzelas. Machlokes hatanaim. There is a lava of leisigzel on karka, but there's a machlokes hatanaim whether karka and gzelas or not. That's at the end of the mesichta, very end of the mesichta. So what does it mean karka in the gzelas? You don't violate the lava of leisigzel. So there's such a tesis in the beginning of Perek Ezel Nesha. The karka in the gzelas means you don't violate the lava, but that's a difficult tesis because Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi al HaTorah and the Ram, they both quote from the Sifra and the Sifrei. The Sifra and the Sifrei both say if you steal karka and Eretz Yisrael, you violate a double lav, a sas gloriacha, in addition to lo sigzol. If you steal karka b'chutz laos, you only violate one lav. You know, lo sas gloriacha is only melachaloscha shaltinchal in Eretz Yisrael. So all the Tanoim seem to agree that if you steal karka, you do violate the lav. The whole machlokes on kuf yud zayin on the base. Machlekes are blozer nachachom with the karka nixelas karka in and nixelas. Machlekes that you get a kinyan zela not lamein afkamina are you kind of bishinui? So if karka nixelas you kind of bishinui. So that's one afkamina. There's such an institution a kinyan zela that the gazlan pays kefil. If he doesn't make a kinyan zela, doesn't pay kefil. Not that afkamina gazlan is chai beyonsin. So that we have the mishnah ayin tesam and aleph. Starting from the middle of the Mishnah, if the ganav is stealing a behemoth from the base hanignav, and he never made mishicha is not kind of b'shus hamoicher, so he didn't do a mishicha. If he does a hagbah, higbiho ohotzia mishus habaylim, then the gazlan made a kinyan hagbah kinyan mishicha. So then the gazlan made himatzis biyodo. The word biyodo means the kinyan gzela. Biyodo means either yad or chotzer. Imatzi simatzi mikol makom. The kef aloshin. Imatzi simatzi is marbet that kinyan chotzer also works. Either kinyan yad or kinyan chotzer or hagboa mishicha also. Okay, so the gazlan has to have a kinyan zeil in order to be chayv b'yonsin, in order to be chayv in kefil, in order to be potter from hishtamshus. The Gemara says if I steal a boat and I use it for an hour, and usually they charge $20 an hour for the use of the boat, but I stole the boat. So the Gemara said, because I made a kinyan zeila, I'm potter from tashmishim. If I would sneak into your hotel and hide in one of the rooms, and it says downstairs, it costs $40 a night to sleep in the hotel. So then the Gemara says, since karkain and exela, the gazlan doesn't have a kinyan zeila, so he's not potter from paying tashmishim. But if he stole the arba, he stole a boat, So metalton leman exalim. So because adikin yegzela, so that's why he's potter from paying tashmish. And what else? We had a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin and Daf Mem. If the gazlan stole a behema from somebody else, do you say ein anamosa dovish einu shaloi? But he say no, since he has the kin yegzela. So Rashi holds it is. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Rashi holds if he have a kin yegzela and he bows down, a behema doesn't become mosa bano. Let's say he bows down, he stole a television. It bows down to the television. So would the television become mosa bano? Would you say ein anamosa dovish einu shaloi? So Rashi says if the gazla made a kin yegzela on the chayfets, since he has a kinyan zela, so it's considered shalom, that he can answer it. He doesn't have to be actually fully shalom, real abalim. Kinyan zela is enough. There are more dinim that base yush. If you hold that yush is also kind of because he has a kinyan zela. That's a lot in perik merube. You have to learn more about that. That's the Mishnah, ayin tesam and aleph, that it says, hoyimoshchel yotze emes, pater. He's not chayv beyonsen, he's not chayv kefil. Poshe pshat in the Mishnah. Because you need a kinyan zela. Okay. Then we started the next Gemara. The Omar Ula quoted in the name of Rav Lozer. Ula was from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lozer lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. It's not the Tana Rabbi Lozer. There was a Tana Rabbi Lozer. This is an Amora. Omar Ula didn't know the Tana Rabbi Lozer. He lived a few generations after him. They weren't in the same generation. Ula's quoting the Amora. Rabbi Lozer is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Ula came to Bavel and he told them all kinds of dinim that they never heard of him in Bavel. So he quoted one din. Ula Amar Rab Lozer about Shomer Laganif Ula Gazlan, and Rab Papi disagreed. So we paskin like Ula Amar Rab Lozer Shomer Lagan. We paskin Nachma Ain Shomer. We paskin. We don't paskin like him. Ula says the name Rab Lozer Shomer Laganif Ula Gazlan. Gazlan only paid the differential. Mar said we don't paskin like him. But just by Shoyl we paskin like that. So now they're going to quote one after the other different memories, not connected with each other, but these are all the memories that Ula said. In the name of Rab Lozer. The Omar Ula, Vav means in another din. The Omar Ula, Nochad din, he said, name Rab Lozer. Shilya Shatza Miktsasa Biyam Rishain. Shilya is the sac that the baby comes in, the embryonic sac. So if the Leda started 10 minutes before the Shki, and then it continues till after Tzeis HaKachom, usually Leda doesn't take so long. But here it took, let's say, 2 hours. So do you say that your Ledis becomes Temeah? Your ledis becomes tmeya if she knows it's a boy, so she's tmeya for 7 days and has 33 yemei tohar. If she knows it's a girl, so she's tmeya for 14 days, she has 66 days yemei tohar. If you don't know, let's say the blood was nimoach, the blood liquefied. So if it first developed the tzuras havlad, the Gemara always says after 40 days, approximately 40 days, 43 days approximately, 43, 44 days. That's when it's the whole thing is teeny weeny thing, the whole thing is only an inch by an inch, but it has already a tzuras havlad on it. Looks a little bit, the arms and the legs, you can see on the tiny little thing, a tzuras havlad. So then if it's nimoach after that, then it's called a leida, and the woman has a tumas leida, and she's chayv to bring a korban yoledes, even though there was a miscarriage, she's chayv to bring a korban yoledes. But if the miscarriage occurred before tzuras havlad developed, before the 40th day, and even we would even assume after the 42nd day, also no, not yet tzuras havlad. 40 days for sure is, before 40 days for sure not. Then after 40 days, you have to check to see, did it have a tzuras havlad yet? And the Uber was nimoyach before it developed tzuras havlad, then the Gemara calls it maya bialma. What do you mean maya bialma? It's a bucket full of dam. It's not maya bialma. She has a tumas nida. The dam rips out, dam in a mocker. The whole Uber is ripping out from the lining. Dam and Amoka means the dam came from the endometrial lining inside the Beis HaRechem. That's where it does come from. She's going to be a Nida, but she doesn't have Tumas Yoledes, and she's not chayv to bring the Korban Yoledes. We usually think that the Korban Yoledes is because she wants to be Makat Toivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank him over the fact she has a baby. But even in this carriage, you have to bring the Korban Yoledes. Apparently, it's not the What is she so happy about? There's no, she's not giving thanksgiving over the fact that she had a miscarriage. The din is that Yoledes is chayv to bring a korban. So the shaila is, if the leida took 2 hours and started 10 minutes before the shkina continues after tzeis hakachavim, and you don't know when is it called leida, when rosha or ruba of the baby comes out. Why is rosha? So there's one opinion in Gemara. Neither the Rashash quotes it here. The Rashash picks on the Rashi and Tosfos. He thinks that's a little imprecise what they wrote. So he quotes a Gemara Nida. There was one opinion that's not accepted, that Rosho is called Leida if the Vlad is a Bar Kayama, because once the head came out from the Beis HaRechem, so then it's going to be smooth sailing after that. So after the Rosho comes out, then it's already called Yolud. What happens, let's say, if Yotza Rosho and there's some kind of a complication and the baby can't, it's not smooth sailing afterwards. And then they have to cut. They have to cut on either side. Then they have to take the baby out. Then you don't say Yotze Rosha is called later. Rabbi Kivega points it out on Mishnayos and Aholos that Yotze Rosha is only called a later if later on they didn't have to do something. But if they had to cut the Beis HaRechem and then take out the baby, it wasn't smooth sailing. Then it's not. So there was one opinion in the Gemara that Hotzi Rosha is called Leida only if the Vlad is a Bar Kayoma. See, if the Hotzi Rosha is going to be smooth sailing. What if the Vlad was Nimoach? There was a Vlad, and then after the 45 days, after the Tzuras HaVlad was developed, and the whole Vlad, something went wrong, the Vlad was Nimoach, and it was Yotze Rosha. But it's not going to be smooth sailing. There is no baby over here. So there's one, if they would have asked me, I would have said like that also. They didn't ask my opinion. Amaroyim had a machlekes. So one opinion in Gemara, that's not called Leida. That's not called a Leida. Leida means after Yotze Rosha, then it's smooth sailing. We paskan not, so we paskan either Yotze Rosha or Yotze Rubo. Either one or the other. And if it's a Vlad Bar Kayoma, how much is Yotze Rosha? So the Gemara says, it's not Yotze Rosha, the whole head. The whole head till the neck. Yotze Rosha means till the eyebrows. Because this part comes out first, where the hair starts growing. That part comes out first. So if Yotze Rosha till here, the Gemara says Rov HaRosh. And it does mean Rov HaRosh means Rov HaPadachas. The Padachas is over here, the forehead. So if Yotze Rov HaPadachas, this part came out already, so that's already later. If the Vlad was Nimoyach, it's very hard to... There is no Rosho. The part that used to be the Rosho came out first. It's very hard. You can't tell. So you never be able to ascertain. If the whole Vlad was Nimoach, how can you ascertain whether it was Yotze Rosha or not? But that's what Rashi and Tosfos quote, either Yotze Rosha or Yotze Rubo. That's the Maskonas HaGemara. Either Rosha or Rubo, even by Nefel. Even though it's not going to be smooth sailing afterwards. It's Shailas, but Rabbi Kivega Mishnai Saholos quotes the Achrayim who said, based on the Mishnah, if Yotze Rosha and then there's a complication, and then they have to cut and take out the Uber, then you don't say Yotze Rosha is considered later. So why should it be later by a Nefel? It's a kasha. It's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. So what does the Gemara have over here? The woman had a later that took 2 hours. It started 10 minutes before the Shkia, and it continues after Tzeis HaKochavim is the next day. So the question is, when does the Tumas Yoledes begin? So the Gemara says, since there's a possibility that Yotze Rosho or Yotze Rubo before the Shkia, so the woman is Tameya starting from the first day. She's already, even though Rov of the Shilya didn't come out, only Miut of the Shilya came out. But it's possible that the Rosho was in that Miut of the Shilya that came out. So then the Gemara said, this is only so that we say the woman is Tameya Lochush. How did the Gemara say? From the first day, that maybe it was Yotze Rosho on the first day. So the Gemara says, "Maika Mashmalan, what's the chiddush? Ain't mikzas shilya below vlad. If it would have been possible to have mikzas shilya below vlad, it's possible for the sack to come out and the whole vlad is still inside. None of the vlad came out. Then it would have been she would have been tohira based on a svek svek. Who says that? Would have been tohira based on a svek svek. That's what Tosfos says." Tosfos interprets like that. Did Rashi say like that? Not really. Rashi, the long Rashi, Ein Mikzas Shilya Below Vlad, he writes and he writes and he writes. So he says, the last two lines on the Rashi. The yesh mitzvah shuli below v'lad lavi chashina letami taris on the first day. Why the kuli hai loy chashina the name of trei chumre? We should say two chumres. Dilma nafke verov nafke. Maybe if it's possible, yesh mitzvah shuli below v'lad a miut of the sack, a miut of the embryonic sack, the shuli came out on the first day, only 10 minutes before the shkiyah. Only a miut of the sack came out. So if it's possible to assume yesh mikta shilya below v'lad, so Rashi says trei chumre yinat machmer loy chashinan kuli hai loy chashinan the name of trei chumre dilma nafke verov nafke. Tosis presents it as if it's a svek sveka. Tosis calls that a svek sveka. Maybe none of the uber came out at all on the first day, and even if it did come out, maybe only miut came out, so she's not tmeo yoledes yet. The tumas yoledes only when the vlad is no lad, and no lad is ruba kukuloi, if rov, either rosho or rubo, came out. So Tosis calls it a svek sveka. Is it really a svek sveka? It's probably a svek sveka mishem echad. No. Maybe nothing came out at all. And even if something came out, maybe a miut came out. So that's the same. Maybe there was no later. Maybe there was a later. Maybe there was no later. If a miut came out, so it's also not a later. It's only later after the rov comes out. If you're talking about a behemoth, here we're talking about a woman giving birth. Here we're talking about not manu lo tumas yoledes. If you would talk about a behemoth, so that's what Rashi and Tais explained. There's a dinah ben pekua. There's a dinah ben pekua. If you shech the mother, and there's an uber inside, so the uber is nita b'shchita simo. And even though the uber is dead, so, nonetheless, that's a din, a pasuk. A uber is nita b'shchita sima. What if hotzi hu uber is yodo? What if before you shecht the mother, the uber sticks out a limb? So that limb is also b'achila. What if he sticks out a limb and he pulls it back in, and then you shecht the mother, at the time you shecht the mother, none of the legs, none of the evorim of the uber are protruding? So the Gemara says, no, once it sticks out a leg, it's called trefa basa basoda trefa lo sachelu. Pasuk says, so the word basoda is miyuter over there. Why is only basa basoda, and what if it's not basoda? Basa basoda trefa lo sachelu means if the sheep that you're shechting was attacked by a fox or was attacked by a lion, and it clawed its neck. So if it clawed the neck, then it makes the sheep into a trefa. That's one of the trefas. Drusa. There's a din of drusa and there's a din of drusa. Drusa is one of the chamishul chashchita. Shia drusa chalad agram v'yikir. Let's say you have a sheep and you want to shecht it. The din is you have to fiddle back and forth. If you fiddle back and forth, it's not going to cut the neck. You have to push down. You have to place pressure, but you have to fiddle back and forth. Why? What if instead of fiddling back and forth, just takes a knife and he pushes it down? Down instead of pushing back and forth. So that's called drusa. That's an avela. That's not good. That's an avail. You have to fiddle back and forth at the same time that you're pressuring down. So that's called drusa. Then there's a din of drusa. If the animal was clawed, the little sheep or the goat, whatever, was clawed by a bigger animal, so that's one of the ways to make the animal into a drusa. But that's the only kind of a trefa. The other kinds of trefas, that it doesn't have to be basoda. Why does it say basa basoda trefa lecha? Should say basa trefa lo sachelu. Whether it's basoda or beer. So the Gemara has a comment. Basoda means kimish yotza basa chutzlim chitzosai. Let's say all karbonas have a mechitza. If it's kochi kochim, the mechitza is the azar. Once you take it out of the azara, it's nisal biyotza, even if you bring it back, the kohanim can't eat it. Kochi kochim is a restricted oichlim, only zichre kohuna can eat kochi kochim in the azara. But once you took it out of the azar, even if you bring it back, that's called basoda. Yotzo chutzlim chitzosa. Kochim kalim has a more people can eat it. Any Jewish person who's tahar doesn't have to be eaten dafka by zichri kuhuna. Any Jewish person, a goy, you can't let a goy eat it. You can't let an adam tami eat it. So the people who can eat it is a bigger pool of people. And the makam achila is Yerushalayim. So if you take the kochim kalim, chutzli Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back in, it's nifsal b'yotze. If you take ma'isu sheni chutzli Yerushalayim, bring it back in, that's not a problem. There is no psul yotze by ma'isu sheni. You can only eat ma'isu sheni in Yerushalayim. Chalta shan lufnei Hashem alkecha, ma'isu digoncha b'sirosh, tzerech goes on ma'isu sheni. Choros b'korcha b'tzenech, b'choros means kochim kalim. So Kachim Kalim and Maaseh Sheni have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But by Kachim Kalim, there's a Psul Yotzei. That's the Pasuk Basa Basode Trefa Lo Sachel Basode means Kimish Yotzei Chutzlum Chitzos of the Maaseh Sheni. There is no such thing. There is no Psul Yotzei. It's not flesh. Basa Basode. It's not basa, so there's no din of yotzei. So what else is learned from the word basode? Chutzlim chitzosa. So the Gemara has another din. Let's say you have an animal. The animal is not a treifa, but it broke its leg. If the animal breaks its leg at a certain location, then the whole animal is a treifa. If the animal breaks its leg lower or higher, then the animal will not be a treifa. But let's say the animal is not a treifa, but when you shechted this cow, it has a broken leg that's limping. So that from the break on the leg till the bottom of the leg is also bachil. That's Bosav Yebaham Dul Dolam Behema Chai V'Yoif. Even though he did a shechita, so it's going to be an Isa Trefa. That's included in Bosav Basoda. Basoda means Chutzlam Chitzosai. So Bosav Yebaham Dul Dolam is considered Basoda. What else is considered Basoda? So the Gemara says if you have a Ben Pekua and it sticks a leg out, so that's Chutzlam Chitzosai. Because the Mechitzav, just like Kochi Kochim, the Mechitza is the Azara. And Kochim Kal Mechitza is Yerushalayim. And over here, by Behema, Bosa V'yeva HaMadul Dolam, but the Mechitza is, it should be intact. The whole Behema should be intact. If the leg or bone is dangling, so it's Basada, Chutzlim Mechitzasai. So by Ben Pekua, the mother's Rechem is the Mechitza. So if it sticks out, Hotzi Ha'uber is Yodai, so that hand is also, and even if it brings it, even if it pulls the leg back in before shechita, it's also, because once it's labeled as trefa, trefa ain't a chazeres lachsher. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. All this is learned off in the word basod. So what's the din if you have a behema, and the behema is pregnant, and I shech the mother, and it was already hotzi ha uber, the shilya was yotzah miktsasa. Just like human beings have embryonic sacs, so the behemoths also have a shilya. So let's say the shilya came out. You don't know if anything was there in the sack. Maybe none of the vlad was in the sack. Maybe the rive of the vlad, maybe miut of the vlad. So if rive of the vlad was in the chelik of the shilya that came out already, the whole vlad is kiyola domi, and it needs its own shechita, and it can't have its own shechita because it was nimche. The whole vlad, it was a miscarriage. It was nimche. If miut of the uber came out, so the miut that came out will be asa b'achila, that's the din basada. The roib that's still inside will be nita b'shchita simo. It'll be muta with the din of ben pekua. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos explain over here. If you're shechting a behema, the original case was by a woman who took her 2 hours to have labor. And she started 10 minutes before the shkin, she continues after tzeis ha'kochavim. So which day do you say is the first day? Is she tummy on the first day or not? So we say, yeah. Why do we say that? Yes, because if the din would have been, if the fact would have been, not a din, if the fact, medical fact would be, that yesh mikza shilya beloy vlad, it's possible to have a little bit of shilya come out, and none of the vlad came out, then it would have been mutter, then it would have been mutter, said because of a svek sveker. Rashi didn't really say svek svek. The Pashta says not a svek svek. It's only shem echot. Was there a later? Was there not a later? If it will be by behema and you shechted the mother, then you can say it's a svek svek. Maybe none of the uber came out at all, and the whole thing. And when you shechted the mother, everything was nita b'shchita simo. And maybe part of the uber came out, but it wasn't rosha berubo. So the part that came out will be also. The part that inside was adayin lo nolad. So that part will be muta. So that's a svek svek and mishnei shemus. That's two different shemus. That's two different shemus there. But in this case, by the isha, the pashta says that it's not a svek svek. Tosfos took it that it's a svek svek. So Tosfos assumes that that's the pshat and this din over here. That if you have a svek svek, the woman is tahira, and if you only have one suffix, then the woman is tameyo. So that's what led Tosfos to ask Akasha. But there's a Mishnah that says, Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Taris, that when it comes to Sofik Tumeh, you don't say Sofik Deraisa Luchumer and Sek Sveka Lekula. You say, any Sofik B'shusa Yochid is Tomei Vade, even if there's a Svek Sveka Lehokel. Called Sveka Shat Yochel Harbis, B'shusa Yochid, I feel the Svek Sveka is going to be Tomei. And if it's Bishus HaRabim, then it's Tohar, even if it's only one Suffix, it's Tohar. So why does the Gemara seem that this is the way Tosis interpreted the Gemara? The Gemara is distinguishing between one Suffix and a Svek Sveke. So why should there be such a din? It should depend whether it's Bishus HaYochad or Bishus HaRabim. It shouldn't depend whether it's one Suffix or two Svekes. What did Tosis answer? They said, if we would be discussing the topic, whether the Yoled is Tamei or not, then you're right. Then you would say it depends. Did the birth take place in a Mishus HaYochad or in a Mishus HaRabim? What's the definition? In a Mishus HaYochad, in a Mishus HaRabim. Mishus HaYochad means in the house, Mishus HaRabim means in the middle of the street. Doesn't mean the middle of the street. Mishus HaRabim means if there are three people standing there. So the woman, Alpi Pashtus, is one. The one who's giving birth to the baby is one. So if you have two people standing near her, you have three people together, the Gemara says that's called the Rishus HaRabim. And if you have only two people there, the woman is giving birth and there's someone attending to her. Sometimes there's a doctor and a nurse and the Yoled. So you have three people all standing together. But if you only have one person attending to her, even though it's clearly inside the hospital, it's inside the labor room, but that's called it depends whether there are three people or not. If there are three people, it's called Bishus HaRabim. And if there's less than three people, it's called Bishus HaYochid. So that's what Taisi asked Akasha. Why does it depend on Sofik Echor Asfek Sveike? Should depend whether Bishus HaYochid or Bishus HaRabim. Taisi says the answer is that's correct. If you're talking about whether the woman is Tamei or Yoled or Satoira, then it doesn't matter whether Bishus HaYochid or Bishus HaRabim. Then it doesn't matter Svek Sveka Sofik Echor. That will be Oizge Paskim based on Bishus HaYochid Bishus HaRabim. Here we're talking about Lahatira Labaila. That's what they said. Yeshlema the Ashminan the Shmait Nairi Linya La Oisra Labaila. So we mentioned yesterday that Rav Soloveitchik said Rav Zevin wrote a few Svarim years ago when I was your age, when I was in high school. I used to read Rav Zevin's Svarim. He has beautiful things. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like his Svarim because he always quotes out of the way opinions. He quotes funny opinions. He used to call it the believer and not of halacha. He didn't like Rav Zevin. He always quotes a wild Ragachava because he spoke to the Ragachava and learning. He had a lot of shachas. He quotes a lot from the Ragachava. He quotes a lot of times or sameach, fancy, levadiga things. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it. So Rav Zevin has an essay about Hakuzari b'halacha. What is the sefer Hakuzari is all on hashkafe. So what halachas do you see in the Kuzari? So he has a whole essay about the different points that appear in the Kuzari that the poskim quote halacha l'mais. So one of the points was what we mentioned yesterday, that the Melech Hakuzari asks the chover, asks the rabbi, if you people are so orthodox and you follow everything that it says in the Bible, how come when you touch a dead one of the Shemana Shvatzim, how come you don't go to mikveh? When a man becomes a balkeri, how come he doesn't go to mikveh? All the different things, you don't go to mikveh all the time. So the chaver, the rabbi, answers him that tumah and kedusha are tied to this asur. So if a person wants to enter the Beis HaMikdash, wants to eat truma, wants to eat kachin, wants to eat ma'aser sheni, wants to be makor of karbanah, so then if he's tumah, so tumah with kedusha are tied to this asur. He says, we live so far away from the Beis HaMikdash, we live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, we have no truma, we have no ma'aser sheni, we have no kachin, we have no hakrabas hakarbanas. So by us, the whole issue of Tumah Betar is irrelevant. So then the Melech HaKuzari Mesa, why do you insist that your wife has to go to mikveh every month when she becomes a Nida? So he says, no, that has nothing to do with Tumah Betar. That's a separate din. Nida Labaila is unrelated to Tumah Betar. So that's a famous discussion. That's a famous topic. Is that so? So Rabbi Chana Vassman has a whole essay in a Sefer on Yevamos. Rabbi Chana Vassman wrote a whole Sefer called Kovetz HaOris on Yevamos. Very fundamental Sefer. He brings out a lot of very important points. He has a lesson on this topic. There's a din of tumas nida. A nida is an avat tumah, and a nida is asur labayla. Is the isur labayla a function of the tumah that because the woman is tmei a nida, that's why she's asur labayla, or should we assume that they're unrelated? So the Kuzari said that they're unrelated. Kuzari writes beferish are unrelated. Rav Soloveitchik said, you don't need the Kuzari for that. He's making fun of Rav Zevin. Said, you don't need the Kuzari for that. Everybody knows that from the Tosis and Bava Kama. That was Tosis' answer. The Yishlema, the Shmait Nari, Linya, Oisra Labayla. It's a matter of Tumavit, a matter of Yisra V'Heter. So you say one suffik is lechumra and svek sveka is lekula. But as far as l'tumah v'tara of the oledes, that would talk to ben, then b'shus ha'yachad versus b'shus ha'ram. That's what Tosfos answers. The Shita Mekubetzes here gives a different answer, and that's what Tosfos writes on the first daf in Nida. The base on Manalaf, there's a long Tosfos that goes over Talmud base. So Tosfos is interpreting as the Tosfos in Nida happens to be, they park the Tosfos in Nida, but it's really on a Gemara and Nazir. That's how you read a Gemara and Nazir, Perek Shnei Nazirim. So Tosfos interprets the Gemara and Nazir as saying that Safik Tumah B'Shus Ayochit Sveika Tomei and B'Shus Aram Sveika Tohar only applies to Tumas Maga. To Tumah Hayotza L'Megufa doesn't apply. There are two types of Tumas. Let's say a person dies, says a Tomei Meis. I attend a funeral, I'm the Kabbal Tumah from the Meis. Then I go, I shake someone else's hand who didn't attend the funeral. So I make him into a Rishon L'Tumah. The Meis is Abi Avoyis HaTumah. I attend the funeral, I'll become Abba Tumah. That's what we learned in the Tosfos, on the Gemara, in the first daf, on base on the base, that by Tumah, it's always told the same, Lavka Yosebehem, and Nachlas David explained why, because the Tumah is transmitted. Whatever it's transmitted, it goes down on Madrega. And even Chevah Hareka Cholol also, even though it's Abi Avoyis HaTumah, also, since it was transmitted, it's not the same level as the Meis himself. Chevah Hareka Chol, can I make another Chevah Hareka Chol? That's what Rabbi Natan quoted a Mishnah at the beginning of Aholos. So whenever the tumah is transmitted, it goes down. So that's tumas mago. I touch a person who's a balkari, I touch a person who's a anida, a zava, a zav, a metzora, so or I touch a nevela, so I pick up a piece of meat in the A&P. So kazais nevela is metamei, but mago b'masa. If it's usually wrapped up, so there is no mago. So if I pick it up, then it's going to be tumas masa, even though there's a chatzitza, that's tumas masa. So that's one level of tumah, tumas mago. Then there's a tumah hayotza l'migufa. A person develops tumah, he's not the kabbal tumah from zava. The woman becomes a nida, the woman becomes a zava. Man becomes a balkari, man becomes a zav. A person becomes zav, zavi, aledis, and mitzoyra. These are the four. The four tumah hayotza l'migufa, zav, zava, aledis, and mitzoyra. That's tumah hayotza l'migufa. It's like a haschola of a tumah. It's not that the tumah is there and it's transmitted to me. The haschola begins yesh meyayin from that. What are the different? Are there any differences halacha l'maisa between tumas mago, where the tumah is transmitted, as opposed to tumah hayotza l'migufay? So the Gemara has in b'cheres on daf chav zayin a din chalas chutzlo. It's chala in Eretz Yisrael. Truma chala in Eretz Yisrael may only be eaten by a kohen tohar. If the coin is tameh, any level of tumah, he's not allowed to eat it. But chalas chutzlaretz is only at the rabbanon on top of it. The rabbanon chala even chala bizman is in Eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael chala is only with the rabbanon. So chala b'chutzlaretz is a chumra on top of a chumra. So the Gemara has a whole list of kulas regarding chalas chutzlaretz. So one of them is chalas chutzlaretz. Is only a koyin tomei, he's not allowed to eat it, only if he has a tumah hayotza l'migufa. If he only has a tumas maga, koyin went to a funeral. One of the seven relative dies, and he went to the funeral. And he didn't become tor, because we have no paraduma water bisman is that. So whichever koyin, if you have a koyin, whoever attended a funeral, so there's no way for him to become tor. If I went to the funeral, I'm not a koyin, I went to the funeral, I became an avatumah, then I come to shul, I shake the hand of the kohen, I make him into a rishon l'tumah. You don't need paraduma water if you only have rishon l'tumah. Just go to the mikveh and you'll become tahar. So that you can take care of today also. But if the kohen himself attended a funeral, he became an av hatumah, he was mekabel tumah directly from the meis, he becomes an av hatumah, then he can't just go to the mikveh. He has to have hazor shlish shvi from the paraduma water, and then he can go to the mikveh to become tahar. But before he has the hazor shlish shvi, he can't. So the Gemara says, if a kohen wants to eat chalas chutz la'aretz, if he has a tumah hayotza l'migufa, it's only a derabbanan. The whole institution chalas chutz la'aretz on a chumra on top of a chumra. So if he has a tumah hayotza l'migufa, he's not allowed to. But if all he has is a tumah smaga, then he is permitted to eat chalas chutz la'aretz. So that's a din derabbanan. Are there any differences on the level of the raisa between tumah yotzel and megufay and tumas mago? So one of the major differences on the level of the raisa is when you get to kenisa laharabais. We assume the kaisel amaravi is the kaisel of the harabais. So how come the Rabbanut has a sign you shouldn't go to the other side of the Kosel HaMaravi? Because we assume other side is Kedushas HaRabayis and everybody's Tomei. So Tomei is not allowed to enter HaBayis. Is that true? Every Tomei is not allowed to enter HaBayis. So the din is not only one who has, the Pasuk says in Parshas Noso, I think, Dabel Menei Sovishalcha Men HaMachana Kol Tzorua V'chol Zor V'chol Tomei Lo Nofesh. These are three levels of Tumah. Tomei la nefesh means he became Tomei, he went to a funeral. So that's Tumas Maga. Azav is a Tumah Hayotza Lemegufa. It started in his body, Yesh Meyayin. And then Tzarua is the most Chomer. So Metzora is not even, it says, Rishalcha min ha-machane, called Tzarua v'chalza v'chatomei la nefesh. And the Gemara points out in Psochim that the word machane appears there three times because there are Gimel machane saying. There's machane Shechina, that's the Azora. Then there's Machna Leviyah. In the Midbar there was a Machna Leviyah. In Beis Alamim and the Beis Amigdash, the whole Har Bais is considered the Machna Leviyah. And then the Machna Yisrael is the whole city of Yerushalayim has a din like Machna Yisrael. So the din is that in Yerushalayim a Metzor is not allowed to enter. Bizmana said there's a din, the Metzor is not Tomei till a Kohen declares him as a Metzor. Even if he has the Negat Tzaras, Kolzman the Kohen doesn't declare him, he's not Tomei. So Bizman is up, you don't have any Kohen who declaring anybody is Tomei. So strictly speaking, even if the person has a Negat Tzaras, even if he has such a condition, nobody's declaring him as Tomei, so he's not going to be Tomei. But in principle, there's such a din. The Mitzorah is Mishtaleh Chutzli Rishalim Chutzla Ayoros HaMakov Eschaim. All Ayoros HaMakov Eschaim, the Mitzorah is not allowed to enter. Other Ayoros, he may enter. But Yoros HaMikov is Chayme, he's not allowed to enter. And Eben HaMenugas, let's say you have Tzaraz Batim, if it ever happened, one Tana claims it never was and never will be. One Tana claims that Tzaraz Batim never was and never will be because the conditions are so far-fetched that it's never going to happen. Okay. But if you say that on the assumption that on the books there is such a din, so the din is that sometimes you have to remove the Eben HaMenugas and the rest of the house is Tohar. So when you remove it, it says, V'hotzi HaMichutz Lo'ir. You have to take the Eben HaMenugas Chutz Lo'ir. What kind of an ear is it? So the Rasha Mishnayis, Negoim points out, he quotes a Tosefta, that any city in Eretz Yisrael, all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the farms. Ayoros HaMakav Eschaim have a higher level of Kedusha than the cities. So the Ma'inaf Kemina, so Ayoros HaMakav Eschaim, there's a din, a person who's a Mitzvah is not allowed to enter. A person who's a Mitzvah may enter any other city, as long as not Mukav Chamim or Sushur Benun. But the Eben HaMenugas, you have to take out even from the Ayoris, which are not Mukav Chayma. That's an interesting Chiddush, the Apostle and Chumash. That's what the Rash quotes from Atasefta, Apostle and Chumash. There's a Mishnah that lists off Esek Dusha Sein, the Mishnah in the first Perek in Kalim. List off the 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Loretz. Ayoros HaMakav Eschaim have a little more Kedusha. Yerushalayim has a little more Kedusha. And Har HaBayis has more Kedusha. And the Azara has more Kedusha. You go levels, 10 different levels. Some of the levels are only with the Rabbanan. There in that Mishnah, it doesn't mention that all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have more Kedusha than the farms. It just says Ayoros HaMakav Eschaim have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's a question, why didn't it mention that? That's a good kasha. Why didn't it mention that all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the farms? So the Chik had an answer on the question. Okay, it's printed. If you want to take a look, it's printed in his name. So are there any other dinim that Ayoros have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? There's a Mishnah in the end of Zvachim. Bizman Heta Bomis, when there was a Heta Bomis before Yerushalayim was built. After Yerushalayim was Nivchara, Shuv Ein Achrei Heta, there's no more Heta Bomis. Bizman, there was Heta Bomis, so the Mishnah has an expression that Kochim Kalim Nacholim Bechol Ori Yisrael. Why Bechol Ori Yisrael? So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, thought that it's Dafka Ori Yisrael. You can't eat the Kol Shemikalim on the farms. You can only eat it in Ayoros. The Ayoros have a higher level of Kedusha. So you have Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Ayoros have more Kedusha. Ayoros have a Kav Chayim have more Kedusha. So the pasuk has again, just to review, the pasuk v'shalchem in amachna, and the word machna appears there three times. So it says kol tzuro v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nafesh. The Gemara says there are three levels of tumah. The metzora is the highest level of tumah. He's not allowed to enter any of the yoros hamakafes chom mimoyse shur binun. A slightly less level of kedusha is the zav kol tzuro v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nafesh. The zav has a slightly lower level of kedusha than the metzora. He's mutter to enter Yerushalayim, but he's also to enter anywhere in the Harabais. The whole Harabais is also. And then lower than that is the Tumas Mago. He went to a funeral, or he touched a dead mouse, or he touched a person who is an Avatuma. So that's Tumas Mago. So Tumas Mago is also in the Azor. Any Tumah is also. That's why it says three different men called Tzurova, Chazava, Chatomi, Lonofesh, because each one has a different Madrega. Yeah. That's a big shaila. When we learned the first daf in Baba Kama, we discussed it. The Gemara in the first daf in Baba Kama, on Beis Amanaf, the bottom line quotes Tinan, the Mishnah in Kalim, Perak Aleph, Ovis Atuma Hasheres Vashich Vazera Vitomei Meis. So the Shita Mukubetzes here quotes the Rash, Mishans, the Rash from Mishnayis. He says, why does it say Hashich Vazera? Why doesn't it say the Balkari is an Avatuma? The dead sheretz is an afatuma, so if you touch it, you become a rishon letuma. Shmanu shvatzim, not every dead ant. Shmanu shvatzim, amur matar, there are eight rodents that are listed off in the Chumash, so if those rodents are dead, then metame b'maisam. Then shichvazera is an afatuma, if you touch it, you become a rishon letuma. Why doesn't it say the balkari is an afatuma? So the Rash says from the Mishnah in Kelim, it would appear that the balkari is a rishon letuma. He's not a tuma yotzal megufay. It's a Tumas Mago. It's a Tumas Mago. When the Shechvazer comes out of his body, so the Shechvazer is an Avatuma, so it's Metame him when it touches his body on the outside. Goldman, the Shechvazer doesn't leave the body, so it's Maga Beis Astorim, it's not Metame. After it leaves the body, then it's Metame. So this is a question. The Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma has a discussion. Is a Balkari permitted to enter Harabais or not? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, not allowed to. Not allowed to enter Harabais. Entering Harabais depends whether you have a Tumah Hayotzo L'Megufoy. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is at the Balkari. The Gemara comes to the Maskana that the Balkari has a Tumah Hayotzo L'Megufoy. He's an Afatuma. That's why he's not allowed to enter Harabais. If you say like the Rasha Mishnah is that only the Shechvazer is an Afatuma and the Balkari is only Tomei Tumas Mago, so you should be mutter to go in the Harabais. So that's a question. I think the Mishlei Mel points out the Rambam doesn't quote that Maskana. The Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma, Dav Zayin, also Gemara has this discussion whether Balkari is Osir b'Machna Leviya. Gemara comes to the conclusion Osir, and the Rambam never quotes it. How come? How come the Rambam left it out? So it says several of the Gdol Achreinim want to say Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky has this in his Sefer, in his commentary on the Tosefta, but before him. There's a sefer on in Yoni Taras that's called Mein Avtoach. Mein Avtoach was written a long time ago, in I think the early 1800s. Mein Avtoach is a commentary on the Rambam's Hakadomah to the Pirush HaMishnayos on Taras. The Rambam, that's on top of the page, he has a few lines on every page, a few lines from the Hakadomah HaRambam. In the bottom of the page, he has his commentary. So the Mein Avtoach has like that, and others have it in between the Mein Avtoach and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Others have it also. They want to say maybe it's a machlokes hatanoim, whether the Balkari, what the Rash, the issue that the Rash raised, that's quoted in the Shita Mukubetzes on Beis Amud Aleph. Why does it say Asheres Vashich Vazera? The Tomei Meis. Why doesn't it say Balkari? So the Rash thinks that a Balkari is a Tumas Maga, not a Tumah Yotzal Megufoy. So that could be that's a machlokes hatanoim. So Shaila, why didn't the Rambam quote it? The Bavli came to the Maskana that it is a Tuma Yotza Megufa. Why didn't the Rambam write that it's also? That's Mishle HaMelech raises that issue. So that's a Shaila Halacha L'maisa. Yeah. People today who go on to the Harabayas, so they go to the mikveh first. They go, a married man is always going to be a Balkari, so he has to go to the mikveh. Once he goes to the mikveh, does he have to have Hirev Shemesh? Does he have to wait till say so come, let's say a person goes to mikveh at 10 o'clock in the morning. So in order to be allowed to eat truma, that's the first Mishnah in Brachas. You have to wait to eat truma, you have to wait till Harav Shemesh. So that's only in order to eat truma. What about to eat Maisusheni? You're not allowed to eat Maisusheni in a state of tumah. You say in the Vidui Maisa that you recite the Erev Pesach of the 4th year, Erev Pesach of the 7th year. So the farmer recites the Vidui Maisa, says, I didn't consume the Maisusheni in the state of tumah. Any state of tumah. You're not allowed to eat Maisusheni in the state of tumah. But the din that a Tfulyam is tumah, that's only by Chumah V'Kotchim. With respect to eating Maisusheni, so Gemara in the first daf in Brachas quotes a Mishnah, Tobal V'Yola, when a person is tummy goes to the mikveh, oichel b'maisa, he can already eat maisusheni. Maisusheni is mutter to a tvulyom. Only the tvulyom is not allowed to enter Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to eat trum, and not allowed to eat kochim. So what about a tvulyom? Is he allowed to enter the harabayis? The din is that yes, a tvulyom is not allowed to enter the azara. But a tvulyom enters the harabayis, that's permissible. But midirabbanan, they divided up the harabayis into different sections. Benatar, the whole harabayis has one status. In the Rabbanan, you have the first section, then you have the Chil, then you have the Ezros Noshim. So in the inner sections of the Harabayis, a Tvulyom is not allowed to go. A Tamimais also not allowed to go. Tamimais, Minator is only Osir in the Azara. In the whole Harabayis, Tamimais is allowed to go. But in the Rabbanan, they declare that a Tamimais is not allowed to go to the inner sections of the Harabayis. So today, that's it. The people who go to the Harabayis, they go to Mikveh before. They don't bother to have Harav Shemesh. They go to Mikveh the same day. They don't bother to have Harav Shemesh because they can't go into the inner sections of the Harabais anyway because everybody's a Tamei Meis. So the place where they're allowed to go, even though they're Tamei Meis, that's the place where you don't need Harav Shemesh. So they don't bother to have Harav Shemesh. Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi in Kol Psulim imply that a Tvul Yom is also in the Harabais and Tosfos is Maksha there? And there's a machlokus about that?
I don't remember the Rashi, but it's Beferish in Mishnah. He said, Tvulyam is Mutta in the Harabais Menatur.
Yeah, but I think that's what Tosfos brings up. I know some people are Machmir in Israel because of that Rashi to have Harav Shemesh.
Okay. But the Pashas in Mishnah is not so. That. Minator, you don't need Harav Shemesh. The Tvulyam is Mutter b'Machna Leviya, but in the inner sections of Machna Leviya, it's on the Mishnah is how quote that it's also in the Rabbah. The outer section is Mutter. Yeah. The reason why the Rabbanut says no one should go to the Harabayis, even though it's not so complicated, what's so difficult? The men will go to the mikveh; they won't be tamei. Many though the answer is that the women will want to go also. The women just can't go to mikveh whenever they want to. A man is a balkari, he goes to the mikveh. He's not a balkari anymore, he's a tvulyom. So he can go in the beginning, in the first section of Harabais, he can go. A woman has to count shivinakim to make sure that she's not anida. So it's and then single girls, we're makbid, single women should not go to mikveh, they'll just lead them to sin. So that's why the Rabbanut is opposed, because the women won't be able to go. And non-religious, non-Orthodox men are also, they're not going to go to mikveh. They'll see all the Orthodox Jews going to the Harabai, so they'll also go. And they're tamei, and they didn't go to mikveh. So that you're not allowed to do. Tommy's not allowed to enter Harabai. So that's the old loy kitcha losi lovai. If you hold the Harabai, lost its kedusha, that's a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis harishonim had a paskin. Most assume that the Rambam Paskins that the Mokam HaMikdash is Kitcha Los Elovah, so the Rambam is the only one who wrote a Sefer Psak on Hilchas Beis HaMikdash. The Rif didn't write on Hilchas Beis HaMikdash. The Rif only wrote on Dinim that Anoik Bizman Hazeh. The other Rishonim also, they didn't write Svarim. The Baalei HaTosfos, they have the Smag and the Smak, and you have this Sefer HaTruma, so many Sifri Psak, or as a rule, you have Sifri Psak from the Baalei HaTosfos. They only wrote on the mitzvahs that Anoik Bizman Hazeh. They didn't write on the dinim they're going to be Los Elovoi when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The one who wrote the Hilchas Beis HaMikdash is the Rambam. So they consider the Rambam as if he's the Morad Asra, as if he's the Poisik. He's the only one who wrote Halacha L'maaseh on Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes that the Makam HaMikdash is Kitcha Los Elovoi. So Tomei is not allowed to enter. So that's why the Rabbanut discourages people from going onto the Harabais, even if they did go to Mikveh. Because you just mislead other people, non-Orthodox people, to go onto the Harabais. And then people will go in places we're not allowed to go, the inner sections of the Harabais. So that's why it's an issue in Eretz Yisrael. Nachamal, so what are some of the differences halacha lemaisa between tumah hayotza lemigufa and tumas magua? So on the level of the Rabbanon, you say chalas chutzlaris is a person who's a tummy is permitted to eat chalas chutzlaris, provided he doesn't have tumah hayotza lemigufa. But that chalas chutzlaris, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanon. Where do you have a difference on the level of the raisa? So you have to get to harabais. Harabais, one who has tumah hayotza lemigufa is not allowed to enter if the harabais is zaymid bikdushasai. If it's loikid shalosi lovid, then all the tmeim al pi pashtus may go. Is there any other difference between tumah hayotza lemigufa and tumas mago? So the shita mukubetzes on our daf quotes the Tosfos and the first daf and Ida, base on manal, going on with the base on the base. But Tosfos says another nafkemina. These klolei hapsak that sofik tuma b'shusa yochet sveika tome b'shusa rab sveika tohor, that's if you have the dova tome is there and it's a sofik but I touched them. Let's say a person, the Mishnah has an example, a person went to sleep at night, he was alive, and then in the morning we look, he sees dead. We don't know when did he die. I walked into the room at 1 o'clock in the middle of the night, then I walked out at 1:15. I walked out, I don't know if he was still alive or not. So the Yishtalach Cheskaschai, he was alive when he went to sleep. So do you assume that he was still alive when I walked in? So that's a Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Yochid, because he didn't have three people there. So Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Yochid is Sveika Tomei. If you would have had a few people there together, three people there, there would have been a Sofik Tumah B'Shusa Rab, would have been Sveika Tohar. So the opinion of the Tosfos on the first daf in Nida, as well as the opinion of the Shita Mekubetzes on our daf, is Tosfos asks the question, why do you say that one sofik is luchum and svek sveka is lakula? And that's what Tosfos said, says svek sveka. So the yes, that only applies in Issa the Heta, but in Tumah, should depend on Mishusayach, Mishusaram. So the Shita gives the answer of the other Tosfos in Nida, that those klali hapsak only apply if it's talking about Tumas Mago. The Dova Tomei is there. I know that someone is dead. Shaila is, did I touch him when he was dead? Did I touch him? Was I in the oil ames when he was alive or after he died? Or did I touch this dead sheriff? The Shemana Shrotz Ma'amura Matar, did I touch it or not? So that is it. It's, you're talking about Tumas Maga, the Dova Tome is there, the Shaila is, did I have a Maga, did I have enough of a contact to be Metame me? But if it's a Sofik of Tuma Yotza Lemegufai, and the Sofik is, that's not called a Sofik Tuma. Sofik Tuma means there's a Dova Tome, and it's a Sofik that I, that was on the Kabul Tuma from the Dova Tome. But the Sofik, if there is a Dava Tome, Tumah hayotza lemigufay, so that's not called a Sofik Tumah. That's the other opinion in Tosfos. Our Tosfos holds not so. Our Tosfos holds that the Klolei HaPsak of Bishusayachet versus Bishusaram applies even to Tumah hayotza lemigufay. It would also be Mekel. Is there any case where the Tosfos would admit that the Klolei HaPsak don't apply? So that's in this Sefer, the main Aftoyach. This sefer on the Rambam's Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos on Taris, so the main Avtoach has the following. There is a Tosfos in the first Perek in Chulin. Anybody ever learn Chulin? Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a whole sugya. Minoha Milsa Do Amar Rabbanan, how do we know where is the Mokar in the Chumash that Yishtalav Chazaka? That if you don't know what the status is, you assume status quo. Whatever it was yesterday, you assume that it didn't change and it stayed the same. How do you know from the Chumash that there's an institution of Chazaka? So Gemara says, you learn it out from Bais HaMenuga. The Kohen looks at the Nega Tzaras and he sees that it's so big and it doesn't have a gris. Or let's say, it does have a gris, doesn't have a gris, whatever. And then, let's say it doesn't have a gris. Then he comes back a day later and he looks again to see what the Pasa HaNega. He takes ink and he draws a circle. He draws where the Nega Tzaras ended. Then he comes back at the end of the week. Sometimes you have to wait for a week. Comes back at the end of the week. He sees where the Pasa HaNega, like Pasa HaNega. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that it didn't change? Maybe when the Kohen saw it, it had this size. Maybe when he walked out to the front of the house, he's not going to declare the house as a Bais HaMenuga when he's in the house. If he's going to declare Bais HaMenuga, he'll become Tamei. Until you declare that the person is a Tzarua, that the house is tzarua, that the beged that's taras begodim, till you declare it as tamei is going to be tohar. So the kohen has to walk out of the house first. Yotzal pesach habayis, and then it says v'his geres habayis shivas yom. He declares that the house is tamei muzga, bayis hamuzga. So the Gemara says maybe the shear shrank before he walked out, and maybe when he declared that his tummy was a big mistake. Maybe at the end of the week it's the same size, maybe it's not the same size, maybe it was smaller, maybe it changed. How do you know that that everything stayed the same? So don't you see from the pasuk that that we assume that nothing changed? So Tosfos asks on that Gemara, how do you know that that's the reason why the kohen's declaring the bayis as a bayis hamuzgar? How do you know that's the reason? Because yishtalav chazake. Maybe it's because of the klal. So it's a sofik whether it changed in size. So we assume it didn't change. It had a gris. Kohen walks out of the house. So you mesupik. Maybe the shear shrank. Maybe it shrank. Maybe it's smaller. So we should assume it didn't. We should go to Chumra and declare it as tamei. That's what Tosfos asks. So Tosfos gives a funny answer over there. So the main Avtoach writes, he has a comment based on a Maharsho. This is in Chulan Daf Yud Aleph, top of Yud Aleph on the base. So the main Avtoach writes, whatever you say by Yoledes, Tuma Yotzal Meguf, by Zab Zava Yoledes, but by Mitzora for sure, the Kloli HaPsaka Vishus Ech Vishus Ram don't apply. Why? Kolzman the Kohen doesn't declare him as Tamei, he's not a Tamei, so it's not called a Sofik Tumah. It's a Sofik Mitzvah. Does the Kohen have a Mitzvah to declare him as Tamei? Does the Kohen not have a Mitzvah to declare him? But it's not a Sofik Tumah. Sofik Tumah, even if you hold like Artosis, that even in Tumah Yotza Lemegufoi, it's also called a Sofik Tumah. That's because if the woman is Yoledes, she is Tameo. So it's a Sofik. Is she Tameo Yoledes? Is she not Tameo Yoledes? But over here, it's not a sofik. Is he a mitzvah? Is he not a mitzvah? He for sure is not a mitzvah. We didn't declare him as a mitzvah. Does he have the conditions that we have a mitzvah to declare him as a mitzvah? Or he doesn't have the conditions. So that's not called a sofik tumah. Even if he doesn't have the condition, but he's not tumah yet. So that's what the main avtarach has. He tainis against the Tosfos. He says it based on a Maharsho. That by and it's really a Mishnah. There's such a Mishnah in the Goyim like that. Rashi Chumash quotes that Mishnah. Whenever there's a suffix, there's a pasuk in Parshas Tazria. So it says, Zostaras ha-tzorua, when he has a negatzaras, l'taharo o l'tamo. Then one time it says, l'tamo o l'taharo. So which is it, first l'taharo, then l'tamo, or first l'tamo and then l'taharo? So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, if you have a suffix, whether you should declare him as tamei, so then it says l'taharo first. If you have a suffix, he's becheskas, he's not tamei, so the kohen should not declare him as tamei. But if he already was declared as tamei, now the shaila is, has he gotten healed? Should we declare and should we go through this, the seder hadvarim for taharas hametzora or not? So if you have a suffix, whether you should go through it, so you say letama or letahara. You say leave him tamei, you leave him as he is tamei. So from the Mishnais it would appear that you never have a, you don't say on a suffix metzora, suffix tumah b'shul seach b'shul sarab. If Misha Kodim Shaniskak Latuma, you say don't declare him as Tum. If there already was Niskak Latuma, you don't declare him as Tahar unless you have a Vadois. So it would appear from the Mishnah that the Kloli Hapsak of Bishu Sayach Bishu Saram don't apply to Neged Saras. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos, yes, maybe it's based on Sofik Tumah Bishu Sayachit. When the Kohen walks out of the house, how can you prove in the Pasik that you rely, that you follow Chazak? Maybe it's based on Sofik Tumah B'Shul Seyach. So the answer is, Sofik Tumah B'Shul Seyach doesn't apply to Tzaras. That's for sure not. The Tzaras, that's what the main after said. Tzaras for sure doesn't apply. The Machlekes HaRishonim is, do you say all the Tumah HaYotzal and Meguf are the same as Metzora? So the Kololi HaPsaka B'Shul Seyach B'Shul Seyach don't apply to Tumah HaYotzal and Meguf, only to Tumah Smago, or no? Maybe it's only Tzorua, maybe it's only Taras where it doesn't apply. Yeah, how do you know this cloud that Sofik Tumah B'Shul Seyach and Sveika Tomei B'Shul Seram Sveika Tohar? So the Gemara learns it out from the Parsha Soita. that in Parsha Soita it says that the woman is a, she's misyacheres, the husband wants her in advance. Altistri the kinei law. Vavalarokina the kinei asishta. What does it mean the kinei asishta? Hasra. He wants his wife altistri in mishplaini because hamchoshed her biznus. So kinei, there's kinei stira. So the kinei means that he's master his wife. I'm choshed you biznus and you shouldn't be misyached with plaini. I'm choshed that you're having znus with plaini. And then stira means that she's misyacheres with Mr. Plaini. So if the kinei stira she becomes asur al baila, that's a din of saita. So why does it? So the Gemara says the din of Saita only applies if she was nistera with the person. If there would be two people there, be, let's say there would be two men in the room, and the husband wants her altistri and mishplaini, and she's misacheres with plaini with another person. So that's not called stira. Stira is if there's nobody else there in the room. If the other people in the room, it's not called stira. So since it's the din only, the din of Saita only applies if there are two people. If there are three people, the whole din of Saita doesn't apply. That's where you got this distinction between three people as opposed to two people. If three people will be there, you wouldn't say that a suffix soita is lechumer. You would say lekula. So that's why you got the idea that b'shus harabim is sveka torya. But we're talking about a soita. What has it got to do with tuma? So the answer is because the pasuk keeps on saying v'nitmo, v'nitmo. It really shouldn't say v'nitmo. Why does it say v'nitmo? The din is that shichva zera is metame, and a woman who has tashmish is going to be palet to shichva zera. But that's what it means in the pasuk.
Also,
the
difficult Tosus here is speaking about a woman also, and he's saying it's a woman's exclusively issa. But if the whole makar is a woman being tame from is an issa of a woman, so what's Tosus being mechalik between the issa shivo, which is asra lebaila?
Yeah. So the answer is the issa soita lebaila. That's issa the heta. That's Issa the Heta. But the Chumash and the Torah says that if there's nobody else there, if there are only two people, the Isha with the boil, that the husband is choshed her biznus, husband was kinei law, he was masra her. So then there's a din of Saita. If there are two men in the room, the boil, the suspected boil with another person, then it's not called stira. So that's why over there it has to be dafke two people. The Isha with the boil with another, if it's a third person, it's not called stira. But so that's the din of saita because raglaim ladover sharikina lavinistra. But we learn out, this is what achrenim say, we learn out from that parsha also safik tuma bishu sayachad versus safik tuma bishu sayrabim, because the chumash keeps on using the expression vinitmo, and it really shouldn't say vinitmo. What has it got to do with the tuma? So that's a remiss to the fact that there's another din here that depends whether there are three people or two people, namely safik tuma bishu sayochid versus safik tuma bishu sayrabim. Yeah, the Rambam has a wild opinion. The Rambam holds that safik deraisa luchumer is only made the rabbanon. We spoke about it the other day, and the Rambam writes that safik tuma bishu sayochid sveka tuma is also only made the rabbanon. Pashup shat nigmar is anatzo. The Gemara Nazir by the Sofik Nazirim, who became Tomei. So the Rama holds not so. The Rama holds that the Sofik Tomei B'shu Sayochet Sveka Tomei is only Midi Rabbanon, like any other Sofik Iser. Sofik Derai Saluchum is only Midi Rabbanon. That's a very, Rama Shita is very unusual here. But the Rabbi Rishon don't learn like that. They understand because the Chumash goes out of its way to use a different verb, the Nitma'o. So that's where you learn out another din. Suffix soita is asura, that's one din. And also, it's alluded to that a suffix tumah b'shu sayachid is sveka tumah, and b'shu saram would be sveka tohar. So Nachmal, so what did the Gemara say? Shil yashiyatza miktsasa b'yoyim harishan miktsasa b'yoyim hasheni. Less than roif came out the first day. So modern law min harishan, she's tumah on the first day. The Rabbi says, "What b'toras v'adai? My daitach l'chum r'chum adosa the day kulo. From b'taras l'mi rishain. You're going to say that what? That on the 15th day, she's already tohira. It's already dam tohar. She went to the mikveh after the first. She had a nefil. She had a nefil. We don't know whether it's a zachar or an ikeva. We can't ascertain whether it's a zachar or an ikeva. So." You have to go l'chumra. So to go l'chumra, you say that the Yimei Tuma began from the first day. But to say b'toras vada that Yimei Tuma began from the first day, and she went to the mikveh after the 14th. You don't know if it's a zoch and a keva. So you have to observe the meitumah for 14 days instead of 7 days. But then on the 15th day should be a meitohar. So the Gemara, but that's already a kula. Maybe the Roiv, Rosh of Ruby came out on the second day. So the 14th day of Tumah is really the 13th, and the 15th is really the 14th. So that's not going to help. If she went to mikveh after the first 13 days are up, you can't go to mikveh in the middle of the 14th day. Maybe it was in the cave, you have to wait 14 days. So that's what Tosis has a kasha here. Why can't you be Mako on the 15th day? The Tosis, the Komentar Islami Rishon. Tosis says, Amai lo yu tohirim dilma b'yam rishon yotze rosha rubo. Why isn't it a svek svek? I feel lo yotze dilma hu zachar. What does Tosis ask? What does Tosis ask? Amai lo yu tohirim Dilma b'yam rishon yotze rosha aruba. Maybe rosha aruba came out on the first day, and the 10 minutes before the shkia. And even if it didn't come out, came out on the second day. Maybe it's a zohar. So you're holding in the middle of yemei tohar. The zohar only has 7 days to make tumah. It doesn't have 14 days. If it's an ikevi, you have to have 14 days. If we don't know what's a zohar ikevi, so Tosfos says, why can't she be meiko if she went to mikveh after the 14th day? The night after the 14th day, so she has dam on the 15th day, why not be able to be mekel with a svek sveke? That maybe it was a zachar, so he could have gone to mikveh 6-7 days ago, at the end of the 7 days. And even if it was in a cave, then maybe it was yotzer rosh of ruba on the first day. So she went to the mikveh after the 14th day, everything is fine. So Tosfos comes up with a klal, that whenever you have a situation and you can construct a svek sveke to be mekel here, then another svek sveka to be mekel there, and the two svek svekas contradict each other. Here you can be mekel based on a svek sveka, maybe it was a nekeva, maybe it was a zocher, and then you're going to be mekel, maybe it was a nekeva. So if it's logically possible to have two svek svekas where you would be mekel based on opposite consideration, opposite possibilities, so then you can't use either svek sveka. That's a svek sveka, the sasra yahadodi. Where they get this klal from? They got it from, there's a din sveka de rabbona lekula. Sveka de rabbona lekula doesn't apply whenever there's a tata de sasri. Take for example, there's a din in Yeridei, shteka deiris. I have two pots of soup, and they're both kosher soup. And I have a non-kosher ingredient, and it fell into one of the two pots. The non-kosher ingredient fell into one of the two pots, and you don't have shishin. If it fell into the pot, let's say you have the same flavor, one is kosher, one is not kosher, and the kosher one I put into one pot of soup, non-kosher one I put in the other pot of soup, and I don't know which pot is treif now. The one that I threw the non-kosher ingredient in, they both taste exactly the same, because the flavor that I threw in is the same flavor, one is kosher, one is treif. So they both taste the same, so there's no way to tell which one has the kosher flavor, which one has the treif flavor. So I want to drink a bowl of soup. So why can't I say Sveka de Rabbana Lekula? So the answer is no, because they may want to drink a bowl of soup from the other pot. That's potato soup and this is whatever. I only want to drink from this pot. Doesn't help. Since if you're not sure, so you can say Sveka de Rabbana Lekula on a bowl of soup from the first pot, Sveka de Rabbana Lekula on a bowl of soup from the second pot, assuming that the dreif ingredient fell into the first pot. So it's a sveka de rabban lekula, the sasri adodi. So that's the case of shteka deiris. If you have two pots and these are the rabban and fell into one pot or the other, you don't know which one, so you have to ask both pots. So Tosfos assumes that just like on a level of the rabban and there's a din, sveka de rabban lekula, but not b'mokam tarte de sasri, so too if you have a sveka deiris lekula, but you can make the sveka, let's say the Avnei Nezer has like this. You want to eat Beinash Moshes of Tisha B'Av. So why not say the whole Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanon, it's not the Raisa, so you should really say Sveka Rabbanon Lekula. So are you allowed to eat the Beinash Moshes entering from Erev Tisha B'Av into Tisha B'Av? So Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanu Shibeli says Sveik Rabbanu Lekula. But then if he Sveik Rabbanu Lekula, that what? That it's still Yom. That Ben Hashmash says Yom. Then if you want to eat, Ben Hashmash is going from Tisha B'Av to Asar B'Av, you should also be Mekel. Ben Hashmash is Sofik. Sofik Rabbanu Lekula. But then you're relying Ben Hashmash is Laila. So the same Sofik, if you're going to use it over here, you go Lekula, assuming that it's Yom. Over here, you're going to use the Lekula, assuming that it's Laila. So it's a Tarte de Sasra. So you can't say Sveka Rabbanu Lekula, but Mokim Tarte de Sasra. On the other Tanesim, there's only one Ben Hashmash to talk about. Because Balaila, the night of Asur B'Tevis, so Shivasa B'Tamas, you are allowed to eat. On Tishba, you have both Ben Hashmash to contend with. So Ben Hashmash, he says, the Gemara says, Ben Hashmash of Tisha B'Av is Usr. Ben Hashmash of the other Tanesim is Mutter. Why? So he said, Ben Hashmash of Tisha B'Av, you can't say Svek Rabban Lekula, it'll be the Svek Rabban, the Tarte de Sasri. It's like Shtei Kederis. But the Ben Hashmash of the other Tanesim, you're allowed to eat at night. So it's only one Ben Hashmash to discuss. Ben Hashmash B'Sof HaTainis, so that's Taka, Svek Rabban Lekula. You have a right to be Mekel on that.
Doesn't the
Gemara have
the case of Shnei Shvilin,
and
I'm allowed to walk down both paths and I notice two of them are Tameh?
Yeah, what about
Shnei
Shvilin, that
one? That if I know there's two on one of them, and one guy walks down the other, it's both the son of Rishus and the Rav, so we assume both are
Tameh. Yeah.
So one of them for sure had two more.
Yeah.
So that's...
We don't always say this cloud that even though they use both paths, we make both of them tars. Is this against what Rabbi said? One person walked on one path, one person walked on the other path. Yeah, if one person walked on both paths, then it's vada tami. But one walked on one path, one walked on the other path. So then the Gemara says, mikra din at shivili say that they're both tar. But it's mexico chucha bi'tlula. I can if they're both the shul b'vasachas, if both Balabatim come to ask at the same time. You can't give such a psak that's ridiculous that they're both tar. So you have no choice, you have to paskan the chumra. Yeah. That's not Sveka de Rabbanan, that's Sofik Tumba Bishus Arabim. Sveka tar, but it's going to be a Tarte de Sasri. So Tosis says that's Midi Rabbanan, because Mexico chucha vi et lula. Yeah.
Is Tosis here saying that a Sveka is a Sofik Midi Rabbanan, or are you just equating the dinner?
No, no. Just like Sveka de Rabban Lekula doesn't apply when you have Tarte de Sasri, that's the din in Yeredei Shtei Kederis. That's the last simen in the first Chelik Yeredei Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. So too by Svek Sveka Lekula on the level of the Raisa. Also, if the Svek Sveka, you can consider Sveka on the other end and also say Lekula, but that'll be based on, it'll be contradicting the other Svek Sveka. One Svek Sveka, you're assuming that it was a baby boy. One Svek Sveka, you're assuming it's a baby girl. So whenever you have, just like Sveka Darbana Lekula doesn't apply when you have Svekas that contradict each other, even though you're not interested in doing both. You're only interested in this one. But theoretically, you have two Sveka Darbana Lekula that contradict each other. So Tosis assumes the same is true by Svek Sveka Daraisa Lekula. If you can construct, in the same case, two Svek Svekas, both Lekula, but Lekula in the two cases are contradicting each other, what side you're assuming. Well, it's a Zohar and a Keva, so you have no right to apply Svek Sveka Lekula at all.
You can eliminate one of the cases, is the other case then mutter, like for the soup, if you pour out one bowl of soup, one of the pots, you can't eat from it, it's impossible. So
yeah.
You need to like eliminate one of the cases, or once, because there's the theoretical option, you need to either one, they're always usher.
I think, I have to check in Yeredeia there, I think the din is that since originally there was a theoretical possibility of eating either A or B, even if I happen to pour one of them out, he still, it was already always get paskan the chumra. I think so. Got to take a look. Maybe it's not so. I think that is the din. But again, Rashi never really said it's a svek svek. And Rashi said, D'yesh mikta shuli b'lov v'lad l'havi chashina l'tamit aris kuli haylai chashina. The name of Trei Chumri Dilma Nafke Veroiv Nafke. Rashi doesn't call it a Svek Svek. He says the odds are that it didn't happen. Tosis calls it a Svek Svek, and that's why the Eskakasha. Why do you say Svek Svek or Lekula? It should be Sofik Tuma B'Shusech, it should be Lechumri. It's questionable whether this really qualifies as a Svek Svek. This is really Shem Echad. If it would have been a sveka by behema, not by anisha hayoled, by behema, so that would be a legitimate sveka because it's mishnei shemus. Maybe there was no, maybe yesh miktas shili below latza, there was no, nothing became nasa, nothing became, even the chelik that's outside, no chelik of the uba was nasa, and even if part of the uba came out, maybe it was only a miut, maybe the rove came out on the second day. So that's taka mishnei shemus. That's difference in din, but by the isha, the pashtus is, maybe there was no vlad at all, maybe there was a miut vlad, not a rebbe vlad, it's only shem echot. Was there a leder that was metamehar? There's no nafkamina ledina between the first suffix and the second suffix. Tosis has that klal in ksubas, that you don't say svek svek and shem echot, it's not legitimate svek svek, and aftesa meral. Tosis comes up with that klal. Yeah.
Why doesn't the Shach quote this
clown? The Shach doesn't quote which clown?
He
doesn't quote it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. When we learned here or there, we didn't read all those Shachs. The Shach has a whole section, Kloli Svek Svek and Semikul Fyut. Wow. You mean there are people that really read the Shach there? Okay. Okay. Okay, what's the next Gemara? Next Gemara we started already on the top of Amrei. The Omar Ula Amar Ablozi has another din to say. They're quoting all the dinim that Ula said over the name of Ablozi. The Choshen Nitra B'toch Lami Yom Ein Poyed Moshe. Chen Tana Rami Bachame. Choshen Nitra Ein Poyed Moshe. What does it mean? The Rashi says B'chor Odom She Neharag B'toch Lami Yom. He was killed. Why would I think that? Yes, Poyed Moshe. The Rashi writes, "Emes me'atzmo, if the baby dies a natural death within the 30 days, that's obviously you don't give pigyon aben. Lo yitzroch lan lemeimer. Of course you don't do pigyon aben. Doksiv, v'duim v'chodesh difta. You don't make a pigyon aben on a dead baby. Sometimes you do. The Mishnah has sometimes, what if the baby died, the father didn't do pigyon aben on the Yom Lamed Aleph, and then it comes 50 days later, and then the baby dies. So you do pidyon aben because you were ready in this chayv to give pidyon aben. Pidyon aben doesn't affect the change on the baby. The baby is dead, nothing changes. Even if the baby is alive, nothing changes in the baby. The pidyon aben is a mitzvah nesina. It's one of the matnas kuna. It's one of the 24 matnas kuna. Some of the achrenim have like that. The Sfarno and Chumash has like that, and the Maril has like that. That before the father does the pidyon aben, he's not allowed to play with his baby. Not allowed to have hanor from the baby. And after he does pidyon aben, then it's his baby, then he is permitted to have hanor from the baby. So the Achronim said, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is a beferish. In the end of the first Perikam Choris, that pidyon aben does not affect the change at all on the baby. Ablazer Silver has, he wrote a one man encyclopedia. So he quotes this kashan. In his encyclopedia, he quotes this. I think it's only two volumes or three volumes. He never finished the whole thing. So it's sparse. So he quotes that kash. Yeah. So Rashi writes, Emes me'atzma, if the baby dies within the 30 days of Dovah Pasha, le'itzdoch lan le'meim, or toksiv, le'mechadish tipta, v'hash te'itzdoch lashminan, de'lo'y aminan, why shouldn't you argue like this? Eloi iktol, if they wouldn't have killed the baby, havi chai, v'loi ne'fel havi, v'le'farkei. If the baby wouldn't have been murdered within the 30 days, it probably would have survived, and then it would have been alive on the 31st day. So Rashi seems to hold, Rashi in explaining what the Avamein is, seems to be explaining that the Chiyah Pidyon Aben is when the baby is born. But you don't know it's going to be a Nefel or a Vlad Bar Kayama, so you wait till 30 days, you know it's a Vlad Bar Kayama. So if the baby was murdered in the middle of 30 days, maybe he would have survived. Eloi Iktel, if he wouldn't have been killed, Havichai would have lived on the loy nefel havi. It would not have been a nefel. So v'lefarke, how can they do the pinyon on a dead baby? It means the chiv pinyon aben is chal from day number one. That's the shayla. When is the chiv? That's what we said over. Then the tziv has a tshuva where he raises the issue. When is the obligation to give pinyon aben? We usually give the pinyon aben 100 grams of pure silver. So silver fluctuates, sometimes high, sometimes low. So what if it fluctuated here between the day the baby was born and the day you do the Yom Lamed Aleph when you do the Pinyon Aben? So let's say one day was very high, one day was very low. So how much money do you give? You give 100 grams of pure silver according to how much the silver sells for on the day of the chiyuv. The Gemara says that once the chiyuv is established, once you've established how much it is, pidyon haben, it doesn't change. So we said there's a machlokes Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe says, when George Washington established the Medina in 1776, how much was pidyon haben remains the same, li'ol and void, unless they change a major change in the monetary system. And then he quotes the Gemara later in Baba Kama, and Hagoizel tells you what's a major change. But if there's no major change in the monetary system, so everything depends how much was pidyon haben from day number one. It was established in day number one. The Chazon Ish says, no, not established in 1776. On the day this baby needed pidyon haben. This man is now 95 years old. He finds out his parents never did a pidyon haben on him. So he has to give 100 grams of pure silver, how much it was when he was born, when he was a little baby. So that's the question. You give 100 grams of pure silver according to the price of silver on the day of the birth or the day of the Yom Lamed Aleph. When is the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen Chal? So Rashi seems to hold the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen Chal when the baby is born. The only thing is you have to wait till the 31st day to ascertain that he's not a Nefel. So that's what Tosfos asks. And what if it's a Kol Olo Chadoshev? What if it's a post-mature baby? You know it's Kol Olo Chadoshev. So then you don't have to wait 30 days to ascertain that he's not a Nefel. Kol Olo Chadoshev is not a Nefel. So you can do the Pidyon HaBen before the 31st day? No, you can't. So Tosfos Tainus, the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen is only Chal on the 31st day. It wasn't Chal before. On the tonight that is going to turn out to be a Vlad Bar Kayama. That's what Tosfos argues with Rashi. That's what he quoted all the Arayas. The din is if you gave Pidyon HaBen money in the middle of the 30 days and then the Kohen spent it before it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, so then the Gemara says, you're not Yotzei. If the Kohen still has it on Yom Lamed Aleph, he didn't spend it yet. So even though you gave it when the baby was on the day of the bris, you already gave the money for the Pidyon HaBen, but the Kohen still has it on Yom Lamed Aleph, so you're Yotzei. But if the Kohen spent it already before Yom Lamed Aleph, then the Gemara says, you're not Yotzei. If you're Mekadosh and Isha, and you give the woman a lollipop, lollipop is a Shavu Pruta, and then she says she agrees to marry you. Then she says, Hariyat Mekadosh Asli was still in the middle of school. So he says, Hariyat Mekadosh Asli, when you graduate high school or college, whatever she's holding by graduating. So he says, Hariyat Mekadosh Asli after finals are over. So the Kedusha Nachal later, even if she ate up the lollipop before the graduation, the Kedusha is still good. Because he could have been Mekadosh now. But if you give the Pidyon HaBen money before the Yom Lamed Aleph, and the Kohen spends all the money before it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, then the Gemara says you're not Yotzei. So it does not show that the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen doesn't get off the ground till the Yom Lamed Aleph. So that's what led the Rabbin Atam to say, no, Rashi is wrong over here. That's not the Pshat. Chosh and Nitrov does mean he was murdered in the middle of the 30 days. If he's not alive on the Yom Lamed Aleph, for whatever reason, he's not alive. No Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. It means it became a trefa. A trefa is a gabraktila, a hargo, and a nergolov. So that's the din. If he's a gabraktila before the Yom Lamed Aleph, even though he's alive, he pidyon haben doesn't set in. That's what Rabbi Kivega had a suffix. What if he's a goises b'deyodim? What if someone shot the baby, and we know he's going to die, but on the Yom Lamed Aleph he's still alive? So Rabbi Kivega wrote the suffix in Simon Shinhei in Yerodeya. They say that a goyis is b'diodim, a horga and a neragola because he's a gabrik tila. Here also a gabrik tila. But they say, no, not because of gabrik tila, because each one did a maaser b'tzicha. So you can't give you the death penalty. You'll shift the blame to me. The bezin can't give me the death penalty. I'll shift the blame to you. Each one will shift the blame to the other one. So that was Rabbi Kivega had this suffix. Okay, good enough. We know the machlag is watching Tosfos. Do we need it tomorrow? We got to do the next Gemara. Hey, Magasa, take a look in the Tosfos in Kiddushin. When Rabban Lichtenstein got married, that was his chasen atayra. Abayim Magasa Lichtenstein Besira. I don't know why he picked that topic. And by one of the brisen of one of the children, he said Torah on Nefel. That's what we were learning in Yevamos at the time.
Why is Amoros Yisrael actually sex with him? He didn't actually say it's a sex with him.